Classic Business. Philanthropy.
What usually comes to mind when you think of a poor neighborhood? It's crime, it's poverty, it's violence, it's broken stuff. And often we are trained to approach our interventions to help by looking at what is broken. What are the needs? What needs fixing? And we almost train ourselves and those people we're trying to help and the communities we're trying to help to think of themselves that way as broken. But the problem is, you can't build on broken. And nobody got a job by highlighting their weaknesses. And so a new approach is emerging that seeks to focus on community assets and strengths rather than problems and needs. And it's been rolled out by Redefine Properties, the second largest REIT in the country, in partnership with FNB. And it's a real pleasure to welcome Mareka Kutsia, who's Head of Marketing and Communications at Redefine Properties, and Prince Saluma, Head of Philanthropy at FNB Fiduciary, to this week's Philanthropy Feature to talk about it. Now, kick us off here. Prince, what is asset-based community development all about? ABCD, lovely acronym.
Thank you, Mike. ABCD is a brilliant approach. It's an approach that recognizes community not as people who need handouts, but people, the community, as partners in the conversation about development. ABC recognize the capability, the agency that the community has. So communities, usually they have talents, they have skills, and there are assets in the community that the community can use to lift themselves. It's all about empowerment. It's all about helping community to help themselves.
I love the idea because it focuses on hopes and strengths, and often people are not viewed, they don't view themselves as broken. They view the opportunity to lift themselves out of whatever circumstances they find themselves in. Mareka, you as Redefine, you've engaged in this with the community surrounding Maponya Mall. Where did the idea first start to germinate?
Thank you for the opportunity, Michael. I think, so first of all, Redefine's mission is to create sustained value for all our stakeholders. And I think in the process of developing tailored engagement strategies for each of our stakeholder groups, we realized the importance of understanding their respective needs and understanding the impact we have on them and the impact they have on us. So in looking at that, we just realized that we need to rethink the way we do and approach CSI going forward. And we made it the starting point to say, how do we engage with our stakeholders and in and around our properties? And that includes the communities, but it also includes the shoppers, the tenants, etc. And based on that, we came up with this brand new approach to first determine their needs, talk to them about what their needs are, and then develop programs with them in partnership to come up with sustained solutions.
And what did this ABCD approach entail when it comes to building a relationship with the community?
Okay. So the ABCD, what does entail is, it's all about asking the right questions. Instead of asking the community, what do you need? You ask them in terms of, how can we deliver the programs that help you out of the situation that you're in? And it allows the community to co-create solutions that solve specific needs that they have. What it does is, it empowers the community. It moves away from being seen as beneficiaries and being seen as partners.
And that change in mindset, that change in approach, is a big departure point from the way traditional community interventions are undertaken. Prince, if you look at the recent engagements that you've had with the community surrounding the Maponya Mall, what did you learn from this, perhaps going in with a notion of how they might respond that you didn't know before?
So it was very interesting, because the insights from the engagements was, you know, you're going into your community, you'll expect how much money you're gonna invest. In this engagement, it was different. In this engagement, they tell what we can do, what are we capable to do. These are the opportunities that exist in it. Help us to unlock those opportunities. And it was not more about redefining, making a financial investment. It was about how we partner with Redefine to use the spaces around us, to use the spaces that are available and the opportunities within the community.
Mareka, give me an example of how you approach that. We were recently part of the tour to Poland, kicking the bricks of some of the retail assets of EPP. And it's interesting to see how the Polish retail approach is to incorporate a lot of local Polish brands in their malls, along with the big international brands. Have you taken a similar approach to your community asset-based development program, saying, well, how much space can we give you in our shops, for example? How have you done it?
Yeah, and I think it's about also finding out, like I said earlier, the impact that we have on them. So to understand, if you bring a retail mall into an existing community, you've got a local trader that's been working on that street corner for many years that might now be put out of business. So what do you do to facilitate that? To say, how do we take this local entrepreneur and actually unlock the potential that he has? Put him on a skills development program, put him in touch. So sometimes it's just creating opportunities for people to network, etc. as well, to unlock that potential and eventually make him part of that community and to make that more part of the community and vice versa, and not have him as an outsider that's not a beneficiary of the mall.
Now, Prince, there's obviously been some immediate progress. There's been job creation, a lot of well-meaning entrepreneurial support. What's next? How do you measure your impact and your ongoing impact in this?
So we benchmark what we're doing based against what the world does. We use the SDGs. Redefine has identified about four SDGs that talks to them: SDG 8, SDG 9, 11, and 13. So we use that as a benchmark from a standard perspective to say, have we achieved what we want to achieve with the community, and also take into account where the country is going around a national development plan, what are the goals of the development plan. And those are what's going to be our indicators and measurement process.
As the President said in his State of the Nation address, it is still our lodestar. So great to hear that. Prince Aluma, Head of Philanthropy at F&B Fiduciary, and Mareka Kutsia, Head of Marketing and Communications at Redefine Properties. Sounds like a fascinating program that offers some really encouraging potential. Thanks so much for your time. Up next, and I've been looking forward to this for a while now, Athol Williams and his new weekly segment right here on Classic Business, The State of Our Nation. That's after the news wrap with Katleho on the Classic Business Show, brought to you by Ultron Technology Partners in your digital transformation journey. For more information, visit them at ultron.com. Ultron, there when it matters.